6:52. I want to get to this story. Huge story, of course, today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recusing himself from the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. Richard Painter with us, law professor at the University of Minnesota, was the chief ethics counsel for President George W. Bush. He says, not enough. This guy's got to resign. Richard, great to have you on WILS.
Well, good to speak with you.
Go ahead. Why is that? Why does he have to resign over this?
He wasn't being honest with the committee. The committee was asking about communications with the Russians, and he told them that he had not had any contacts with the Russians, and he had spoken with the Russian ambassador. This is critically important that senior members of our government are honest with each other about communications that they're having with the Russians.
But he today talked about it. He had a press conference. He said, look, we met. I talked to all kinds of ambassadors. We had some informal conversations. Why is that a big deal, though?
Well, no, the key is he needed to be honest with the other members of the Senate. We need to know who's talking to the Russians about what. And then a lot of these meetings are okay. And then figure out what the Russian ambassador is trying to get out of people. We need to figure out what to do. We know that the Russians were conducting espionage inside the United States throughout 2016. They've been doing it since the 1920s, trying to spy on Americans in the United States.
Yeah, but I'm curious, Richard, when you hear Democrats say, look, this may have swung the election, do you really believe that whatever the Russians were, I mean, they were hacking, Paul Begala's email? Did that really change the outcome in your view of the election?
I have no idea. I'm not interested in whether it actually changed the outcome. They have no business horse around our country like that and getting into people's personal email and into email of political parties. Okay. And we cannot tolerate that. We got to find out who was doing it. If there's anybody assisting them on the ground here, make sure it never happens again. They did the Democrats this year. They can do it to the Republicans 4 years from now if Donald Trump doesn't give them whatever they want, Ukraine or some Baltic states. I don't know what they want, but we can't allow this to happen in our country. And the first step is everybody in the government needs to be completely honest with each other with respect to dealing with the Russians.
The Democrats want Sessions to resign. Of course, they want to impeach President Trump already. How much of this uproar, though, how much of it is just purely political in terms of just the outrage we're seeing from that side?
So we just need to find out what's going on with the Russians. There's not a case for impeachment of the president based on anything having to do with the Russians at this point. The president needs to authorize an investigation by an independent prosecutor, find out if any Americans were assisting the Russians or knew about the Russians spying and what activities were going on inside the United States. Get to the bottom. If there are a couple of people who worked for his campaign who did it, well, fine. Just get rid of them. Fire them. Put them in jail.
But at this point, aren't we being spied on by everyone? The Russians, the Chinese? I mean, we're being hacked left and right. Why make such a huge deal out of this particular hack?
Well, this is an attempt to influence our election. They're doing it in France right now. They're supporting a far-right party trying to destabilize France. They're doing it in Germany and a whole bunch of countries in Europe, and they've been at this since the 1920s. They did it through communist parties and left-wing extremist groups for many decades, and got more traction in Europe with that strategy than they ever did in the United States. But this is a big problem. We need to prevent it from happening in the United States. The first step is we have to be absolutely honest with each other about what's going on with the Russians. It's not a Democrat issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue. We have the right to choose our own government. And same with the people in France who are having to deal with this right now.
And I, of course, noted that you were the chief ethics counsel for President George W. Bush, and Bush family certainly has no love for President Trump. Those that may wonder about the connection and your view about President Trump, how would you describe about what you think about the president himself?
Well, I've had my disagreements with the president on a wide range of issues, including the treatment of Muslims and Mexican-Americans and also his trade policies. But this isn't about those issues. This is about a foreign country trying to infiltrate the American political system as they've sought to infiltrate the political system of many other Western democracies over many decades.
What could have really happened? I mean, we know the only thing that came out was the Paul Begala emails, right? So other than that, what kind of meddling are we really talking about when it comes to the Russians?
A lot of hacking going on, and also spending money on I think giving financial support to extreme right groups. A lot of and a lot of these emails they're coming in from all over the world. These inspire hate in the United States, come from Russia. I think it's a very, very troubling situation.
Well,
I'm going to have to hop on to an interview right now.
Okay.
With Fox News.
Richard Painter, he's heading to Fox News now. Great to have you on WILS. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Yep, and Richard, is the chief, was the chief ethics counselor for President George W. Bush. He's now a law professor at the University of Minnesota. I wanted to ask him, too, about Hillary Clinton, her connections with China. It seems like, look, whoever won this election was going to have problems. And as Richard says, though, he feels that Jeff Sessions needs to resign. I also wanted to ask him about what happens next, because Jeff Sessions clearly is not going to resign. And it doesn't sound like Congress is going to really pursue this. But the media is certainly making a huge story out of this. And we'll continue to follow this one. We'll see what it turns into tomorrow. Jeff Sessions did hold a press conference. Yeah, we have a little time. Let's play one or two clips. By the way, here's Jeff Sessions. The audio is horrible. I don't know what was wrong with it, but here's essentially his main statement today about these allegations.
Let me be clear. I never had meetings with Russian operatives or Russian intermediaries about the Trump campaign. And the idea that I was part of a, quote, continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government is totally false.
And we'll certainly cover this tomorrow. We'll get some more perspectives on what should happen next and whether or not Jeff Sessions really should resign, as Democrats are calling for. Let's get some feedback from you. Please send us some feedback. Let us know what you think. I mention it once in a while. Not enough, but really, your thoughts and comments are crucial to us, and we'd love to get your general feelings about the show here. 1320 WILS, the email address is ccrecap@gmail.com, ccrecap@gmail.com. Good night.